Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So we go to the group date, we get a run, jump, hug, and the date card said, "Be daring in the name of love." And Tasia and Caitlin are both there. Apparently it's going to be an emotional roller coaster, jam-packed with tears.
Vaguely an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, there was it was like an emotional teacup. You know, the little teacups that like go around, you know? So for this date, it's going to be Kay's Truth or Dare. And there's a series of dares all over the property. Allie just said this morning, we are already repeating our COVID dates because we just saw Tasia do this with the other ones.
Yep.
The same one.
Yep. There was something about this one, though, that I really enjoyed. I really did like this one. Did you guys think it was, like, more fun than last season?
I thought it was fun. There's some, like, I clocked some weird, like, fat shaming.
Yeah,
weird.
In the Twinkies.
Yes.
And being like, oh, I hope Katie loves me if I gain weight. Did not like that.
Bye, Mike.
Like, none of the people on there are fat. None of them would be considered fat. I don't think eating a bunch of Twinkies once is going to make you fat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you're in a relationship where if you get fat, your partner's going to leave you, that's a bad relationship.
Bad. And I was personally eating dessert, so I felt attacked.
I know, I had bought a tray of cupcakes to watch the episode, and all of a sudden, I am under fire.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was interesting for Mike. Also, it could have been a thing because he owned a gym, but only people who recap the show every fucking week know he owns a gym. If I was watching this regular, I probably wouldn't even know his name. Like... Anyway, so they set up all these dares. The guys start running off. They're in pairs, which I always love. I love when the guys are paired up and when the girls are paired up. It's always fun. And this date feels like what it actually would be like to date Katie versus dating Tasia. You know what I mean? I feel like Katie would be like, we're going getting waxing because I'm fun and interesting. I'm not boring. And
Katie loves a bit. She loves a prank.
Yes.
She loves a joke.
Yep.
She loves a costume piece. You can tell this girl, she's the fun one.
Yes. Yes. She's the fun one. Yes.
She's the fun one.
Andrew S. continues with this Bridgerton accent. And saying,
I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan either.
Because I don't, like, in his mind, how is he using this? Like, do you bring a girl home and you've been British all night and all of a sudden you're not British? Or, like, are you turning it on, like, just before you get in bed? Because I'd be like, oh, that's bonkers if you're
That's weird.
Switching on a British accent.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like the content of what he said, though, because, like, washing your back is kind of hard. So, I mean, I would appreciate some help.
Yeah, and you also can't sell a British accent after the show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't say, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do with that. Greg had a great idea when he said, bend over and let me show you the 50 states. I thought this was hysterical, but Katie
I thought that was really funny.
I thought it was great.
Just to fill the time.
Yeah. Was. That was really smart, I thought, but I don't know.
It was. And then it was cute.
We got to the waxing, and Trey had to get his booty cheeks waxed, which I thought was hysterical.
I feel like if they don't lean into, like, when the food opened and it was just like Twinkies or spaghetti, I was like, oh, they're not going like a gross out way, which is like way more fun.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like sometimes the instinct is to like make them eat a, you know, a Prairie Mountain oyster or a roach or something. Mm-hmm. But if it's just like, this is just silly, like I'm all for this.
And then they have to eat two habanero peppers and then propose to Katie. I think this like ending proposal is incredibly unnecessary. I don't know
they
why.
They love this.
Why?
On Paradise, they made people eat a habanero and kiss to get a world record. They love making people eat a habanero. Yes, girl. I tell you, I got all the deep cut beats. But there were two people on Paradise and their whole thing was like the guy was, it was Carly and Evan. The guy was really into, like Evan was really into Carly and she was kind of on the fence. And their date was, they had to go eat habanero peppers and then kiss for like the world record for longest spicy kiss. And like they both were like gagging and like their stomachs were upset the whole next day. But so I think they love, we can make them eat a habanero.
Right. Okay, well, all right.
Well, it worked for them because they got married, right?
Yeah, but they're getting divorced now.
I did see
they
that.
They are. And is she in the hospital?
Yeah, I did see that.
It's a rough go for Carly.
It is rough. And weren't they still in love?
I never liked them together.
Oh, really?
I don't like Evan.
I don't like a, I don't like you, but I'm going to convince you to like me date storyline.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they were stealing money too, right? They were like evading taxes or something.
Fraud?
Fraud. That's what it was. Fraud.
I did not know about the fraud, and I will have to dive into that later.
I thought it was them, but I'd be mixing my white couples up sometimes. Jane and Tanner. I don't know. Maybe it was them. Sounds like it could
Jaden
be them
Tanner
either.
Jaden Tanner had a sports betting.
Yeah. That was them then. Mm-hmm.
They were Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, let him do it. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, what? Who cares?
I apologize, but who cares?
Yeah, whatever. So we get to the night portion of the date, and finally, Katie looks like something. Finally. Because, goddamn, she has been looking like nothing. Just giving us nothing for the past three episodes.
I think she doesn't have good taste.
Yeah, it has to be that. Yeah.
It has to be her take because they could just, if you were just like, I will give you no direction, they'll put something on you, you know?
Right.
So she's asking for some of these things.
Yeah.
I feel like she's trolling us at this point. Like she's leaning into the, I don't have style.
Yes. Style. Yes. And then
it was a very, like a Kate Middleton sort of formal coat moment.
Yeah. It gave me Serena Vanderwoodson vibes, hard Gossip Girl vibes last night, which was it was at least something. God damn.
Minus the sparkles though. The sparkles were a little, but yeah, it fit her.
It fit.
That's not like last week.
Not always the case.
Exactly. So my invite to the cookout goes to Gina, the makeup artist, because that makeup and hair was fly.
Her head looked great this episode.
Yes,
she did.
And it was one of those things where I was like, ooh, I see it.
Yes. I see
what they are seeing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Yeah. Yes, finally. When they're like, "Katie, like, you're so beautiful." I'm like, what?
And it's she's like a cherub. She's like a little like she's like an elf, like a little like big cheeks and tiny features, big eyes. Yep. I'm like, "Oh, you're a little cherub elf girl next door."
Yes.
Got it. Yes. It's coming through.
The look, we're getting the look finally. So Andrew S gets her first. And they have a Taco Bell date. I did not know there was a shortened name. There's T-Bell. I did not know this.
I didn't know what they said.
I'm not part of Taco Bell culture. I don't know.
No, I'm not part of the T-Bell hive.
Oh my God. That was
And then it was Lunchables.
Else. Like around Lunchables. It. Surrounding
it. I saw
that. I think that's Matt's fault. Doesn't he do Lunchable?
Matt stays that.
And he says that the group who was on the date are all of his close friends in the house. He just wants it to be natural. You're so great. Kiss, kiss, whatever, whatever. And then... Greg comes over. I know there's been some rumors and some like weird stuff about Greg. I saw it on Dumois. I don't know. I feel like there's some things that he's like an actor or something.
I'd buy that.
Right. But he says, you know, he just wants, she just wants to check in, make sure that you're okay. And he says, what makes you so sure about our connection? Which I love that question from a contestant to the lead, because I too have that same question, Greg. I don't see it, Greg. What? I don't see it either.
He's 90s cover boy hot.
Yeah, he is.
I'm like, yes, you, give me a center part. And a floppy bang.
Yes. Very Sean from Boy Meets World. Yes. Which, respect.
Yeah. Give me a Ryder Strong, a JTT moment.
Yep. And then Katie says that she's starting to fall for him. And I said, Catherine, girl, we are on episode 4.
It's over. It's okay. I mean,
he won.
Somebody's gonna have to really make a play.
I think it's going to be him and Michael at the top two. I think it's going to be.
Okay. I can see that.
Right?
She likes Michael.
Yeah. And I think they like Michael for Bachelor. I think Michael would be a great Bachelor.
He got the whole edit last week.
Yeah.
The whole edit.
Yep. And the thing that he's there most to sell is that nonprofit that he has with his kid.
I think Katie likes Andrew. She really has a lot of chemistry. She has a lot of chemistry with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be in third.
Maybe you can tell she thinks he's really funny and charming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's certainly trying with that accent, and she's buying it.
Yes. Oh my God. You know, all you guys both talking about her loving a gimmick and an accent and a costume. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to embrace her being corny more. I feel like she doesn't know she's corny, and we all know she's corny.
Oh, I think she knows she's corny.
She does know? Oh, man.
I think she knows.
Is this her knowing?
I think she's like, I'm fun. I'm goofy. And like she maybe, and she, because she's able to identify, I want a man that gets me, you know, which is like for a woman to say is really big.
Yeah. Right.
As a woman who's been in comedy for a very long time, like the second I'm funnier than the guy that I'm with, it can be a weird,
it gets
moment.
Weird.
And like, you know, my boyfriend is really funny, but he also is like, you are a comedian. This is a thing that you do professionally.
Right.
You're very funny. And, you know, we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
But I think for a woman to say, I want a man who gets me, is you don't see that a lot. You'll see men say that, you know, I want a woman who gets my sense of humor. But to see a woman say it, I think is really interesting and like kind of a cool thing to be like, this is who I am. You either like it or you don't.
So at the table, back at the table, the guys are talking about this is, you know, the truth is coming. The toxic energy is in the house, but hopefully the drama is coming to a climax. And Trey starts going off, and Natasha's on the side of she does not like that Trey and Aaron are like hung up on Thomas.
I agree.
Don't know if you guys have ever worked in an office, but you know that person who's in the office who you can't fucking stand, and you start diagnosing them with like a full-blown anxiety disorder, narcissistic personality disorder. You start fully diagnosing that person. I feel like that's where the guys are right now. What are they, 20 days into living with this guy? They're probably at that point, and all we're seeing is them talking shit, but they have to interact. This is exactly like a coworker relationship. It's the same thing.
I think, here's my thing. I don't think Thomas is that bad.
Me either.
Of a crime in Bachelor World.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, because he's not sitting around being like, oh, when I, because there's people that have been on it that are like, oh, talking about when I'm the Bachelor. Or even like Lauren from Lauren B that Ben Higgins proposed to. She would not talk to the other women because she was like, I like him. Why are they going? You know, Ben told her really early that he liked her. So she became really standoffish. Like Thomas sort of seems, it doesn't seem that bad of what he's doing that you need, that they're all like, he's a manipulator, he's manipulating you, he's manipulating us. Just saying I think he wants to be the Bachelor is enough, but I don't think that's enough to bring to the lead.
So we go back to the date. Andrew is like, you guys are so concerned about this guy and I don't understand why, and Trey is like, he's getting roses, bro. He's fucking it up for all of us, bro. He's like getting real like.
I wrote it down. Because Andrew was like, we're losing time talking about Thomas. I just want to have time with Katie.
Yeah.
And Trey goes, you value 15 minutes with her over protecting the rest of her life. I was like, my boyfriend was like, this is not Shakespeare. What are they doing?
Right.
I don't think she's stupid either. Like, anytime they're like, we're protecting her, we're protecting her, I think you're like belittling her radar. Like, she's probably dealt with fuckboys for a while
To
be 30 and on the show. So eventually she'll get it. I think Andrew was like, points were made. He's confident in his relationship.
She
affirms him. The people who are so up in their feelings aren't getting affirmation from her. And Thomas is fine. So he's a threat, but he's just, he just can't.
Katie wants to have sex with Thomas.
Like, that's clear.
Like, that's it. Like, that's it. Have you seen the man's cheekbones?
Right.
I mean,
you can see off them things. Like,
yes.
he
He's fine.
He's very tall. He's mm-hmm. very fine. Mm-hmm. Katie right away was like, ooh, let me get some of that.
Yeah.
And I think she just wants to fuck him. Mm-hmm. And they're all like, oh, what is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they wouldn't be as intimidated if Courtney said something like this. You know?
Listen, I love a Courtney.
You
I
do?
I love a Courtney with a Q.
When he was working out and he was like, Thomas was trying to get affirmation and Courtney like gave him none, but he was looking good. I was like, oh.
Courtney with a Q. He also, it's so funny. He looks like the light skinned version of a friend of mine. Oh. So I keep texting my friend being like, you have a doppelganger that has infiltrated The Bachelor. But Courtney just seems like a chill guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I hope he gets a one-on-one day. I don't know. I'm a Courtney fan.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. We call him Great Value Dale over here.
Oh, no.
Because he looks like Dale's little cousin.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. His little brother.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.